Close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. Take a big deep breath in through your nose. And slowly and gently breathe out through your mouth. Take another deep breath in. And slowly and gently breathe out through your mouth. One last time, deep breath in. And slowly and gently breathe out through your mouth. Feel the gentle rhythm of your breath. Feel the steady beat of your heart. Take a moment to listen to your heartbeat. Feel the gentle rise and fall of your chest as it moves in time with your heartbeat. And with each beat of your heart, you feel more and more relaxed, more and more calm, more and more peaceful as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And every time you breathe in, you are breathing in that deep relaxation. And it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Now, tense up your whole body really tightly and hold it for just a few seconds. Now let it go. Feel your legs going limp and soft as your muscles relax. Feel your whole body softening as you gently relax all of your body and your muscles. So one more time, tighten up all of the muscles in your body really tightly. Ball your hands into fists and hold for just a few seconds. And let go. That's really good. Well done. And you now feel so relaxed that your whole body is quite still. So very still and so very heavy. And your body is so relaxed now that you really don't want to move at all. That's okay, because you don't have to if you don't want to. Now imagine that you now find yourself at the beginning of a very long platform. Kind of like a train platform, but a whole lot bigger. And you see a sign saying, Guide to the Galaxy Tour, to the Sleep Planets. You've never heard of this before, and you wonder what it could mean. So you set off down the very long platform. And as you walk, you see lots of what looks like mist or smoke maybe in the distance. And it's right down at the end of the platform. It's all puffy and floaty. As you get nearer to the end of the platform, you can see something jutting out of the smoke. And it looks, well, kind of like a rocket of some sort, or a ship maybe. So you take a closer look. It is a spaceship. You notice there is a little kiosk to the side, just on the other side, but you didn't notice it before. And there's a little man with a great big thick spacesuit on and a glass helmet with the visor up. And he asks you for your ticket to board this spaceship. You look at him a bit puzzled and you tell him that you don't have a ticket. He just grins at you and says,
Yes, you do. It's in your pocket.
Hmm, So you check your pocket, and lo and behold, you pull out a big golden ticket with your name on it. You hand it to the little man in the spacesuit. Then he steps out of his little kiosk and tells you to follow him up a very large flight of stairs. So you do. You climb and you climb. And you can really see the spaceship now. It's very shiny and very, very big. And it has massive rockets attached to the bottom of it. And they are really giving out a lot of smoke. This was what you could see from the platform before. You see that the spaceship has windows all around the top of it. So from the inside, you could probably see all around you as you fly. Just as you are beginning to wonder if the stairs will ever end, you step out onto a metal platform that leads you to the door of the spaceship. The little man in the spacesuit tells you to step inside. Then he hands you your own spacesuit to put on, and a helmet too. So you put them on. The two of you then step into the cockpit of the spaceship and put on your seatbelts. You look around you and see that there are buttons, dials, and different coloured lights flashing everywhere. The little man in the spacesuit tells you that he will be your guide for this trip. And you ask him where you are going. He then asks you if you have ever heard of the sleep train. And you tell him that you have actually. You tell him that you've actually been on it too. And he says,
"Well, it's kind of like that, only in space."
Wow. To outer space in a spaceship. As you look around the ship, you notice that there is a very large blue button. And on it, it says the words, "Press me." So you reach out your hand, but the little man in the spacesuit says,
"Whoa, don't press that yet. We're not ready. That's the sleep countdown button, and only I can press it."
The button glows with colour, and you are itching to press it, but you don't. Just before you set off on your journey, your guide tells you that you will be stopping at different planets. Planet Shut-Eye, Planet Snug as a Bug in a Rug, and Planet Snoozy Chops. You may even pick up some other travellers. They're very strange names for planets. Your guide now tells you that he is starting the countdown. And you hear him say,
10, 9, 8, 7.
You are now getting very excited.
6, 5, 4, 3.
You check that your visor is down on your helmet.
2, 1. Blast off!
Your spaceship starts to rumble and shake, and the noise coming from the engines is so very loud, so loud that your teeth start to rattle. The massive spaceship lifts off, and with a massive whoosh, you find yourself already travelling through the sky and up into the stars. Just as quickly, you find that you've gone through the Earth's atmosphere and are now in outer space, surrounded by the most beautiful shining stars and amazing planets. And you feel it's so peaceful and relaxing, floating amongst the stars. That's what it feels like. It feels like this huge, big spaceship is just floating in space. And you can't even hear the sound of the engines anymore. Just peace and quiet, drifting and floating in space. You look out of the windows that are all around you, and you fly past the shiny lit-up moon. It looks like it's glowing, and it's definitely not made of cheese. As you look out of the windows, you see comets streaking past, with what looks like shiny tails trailing behind them. You can see meteorites, very large ones, and a few little ones too. You see shooting stars that look so wonderful and bright. You can even see other Tor spaceships just floating past you, and you wonder where they are going. You can see so many things, more things than you ever thought possible. You see Saturn and its moons, and you can see its many rings. You fly past the pale blue planet of Uranus. You fly past planet Neptune, which is a deeper blue than Uranus, but so beautiful. There are many, many planets in space, and every planet has its own beauty. Mercury is a light grey colour, which you also see when you fly past it. And you fly around the planet Venus, and she is a very fiery, yellowishy brown colour, but so beautiful. You look through the back windows of the spaceship and see the planet Earth in the distance, your home. And you realize that she is the most beautiful planet of them all. A wonderful mix of blues and greens. So beautiful. You realize that you are starting to feel a little bit sleepy, but still very excited. So your guide takes your spaceship up even higher. And as he does, you notice a massive planet. And it's purple. This is the planet Snug as a Bug in a Rug. And your guide tells you that it's made of nothing but lavender, and nothing but lavender plants grow there. And he says that on a good day, you can even smell the lavender inside the spaceship. You fly towards another planet. This one is a giant couch, and it has big fluffy cushions on it, and you wonder who on earth could possibly live there. Your spaceship slowly flies past yet another planet. There are so many of them. This one is planet Shut Eye. And it looks exactly like a closed eye. This must be why they call it planet Shut Eye. It's a big shut eye. And it has big thick eyelashes. You see little bumps under the eyelashes, and you wonder if they are people sleeping. Your guide tells you, yes, they are. So you are not stopping today at this planet, because everyone is already asleep. The final planet you pass by is called Planet Snoozy Chops. Very odd name. And as you look, you are quite astonished, because this planet is made out of a giant beanbag. Yep, That's right. A giant beanbag. And you can see people snuggled up under big fluffy blankets. And they are asleep in their beds. And you can see little tiny lights being switched off all over the place as the beanbag planet sleeps for the night. How wonderful. Your guide tells you that it's now the end of your tour, and he's now going to start the countdown for the most perfect night's sleep. He reaches over and he presses the big blue button and starts the countdown.
Five.
You feel so very tired now, so very, very sleepy.
Four.
Your whole body is perfectly calm, relaxed, and ready for sleep.
Three.
Your eyes are so very heavy now, so you close them for just a little while.
Two.
Imagine that all of the thoughts in your head are just dissolving away.
One.
Your eyes are finally closed now. And as you slowly drift off to sleep, the spaceship gently starts to slow down. It slowly and peacefully floats in space. And the stars are twinkling and shining. And soon you'll be deeply asleep, off on a wonderful journey into the most amazing, peaceful sleep that will carry you all the way through until the morning. But always remember, you are safe, you are loved, and you are protected. Always.